Hey everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends. Welcome to this week's episode. I want to talk to you today about your business policies document. So let me give you a little background on what it is and why you need it. So this was a document that I created when I started my VA business almost 12 years ago. And it was something that evolved because clients were constantly asking me questions about how I ran my business. And because I was new and wasn't sure what I was doing, what I decided over time was to create a document that would answer all these questions. What it does is it helps you set the appropriate boundaries with your clients, you know, when it comes to things like rush fees or business hours if you have them. It also makes you look very professional and helps you stand out from others because you've taken the time to actually think through how you want to run your business. Remember, my motto is your business, your choice. And so you've actually documented all of the answers to the questions that most clients are going to have about, oh, okay, well, you know, how do we communicate? What tools do you use? How do I pay you? All of this stuff is in your business policies document. Now, this is a living, breathing document that will be updated. And for me, it evolved over time. So it's a simple Word document, could be a Google Doc. And it, again, sets boundaries, makes you look professional, tells your clients how you run your business, makes you much easier to work with because you've taken the time to document everything. It's an easy reference for clients. And this is something that should be part of your new client welcome kit or welcome packet. And, you know, it should go along with things such as, you know, how to work with me. So, you know, an easy checklist to tell them how to work with you that kind of summarizes some key points, but also, you know, your agreements. You know, if you have any other client information documents, all of that stuff should be in your client welcome kit along with this business policies document. And what you do is you go over it on your new client kickoff call. So my process was, I sign on a new client, I send them the welcome kit, which includes the business policies document. And one of the things we do is we schedule a new client kickoff call and we go over, you know, we go over the business policies document, especially anything that has to do with time or money. So they're very aware that I do charge a rush fee or, you know, I give, 10% off your next invoice if you send me a referral and those type of things. But we go over it on the new client kickoff call, and then I can answer any questions. And I just point out, like I said, the high points of the document so they're aware of things. Because a lot of people don't read the fine print, and some people will go, well, isn't what's in your business policies document similar to what's in your agreement? Yes and no. Let's be honest, most people don't read either one. And so what I found was it's easier just to hit my key points and how I run my business, because things like task management, that may not be in my agreement. You know, things like urgent fees would be, but my average turnaround time might not be in my contract, but it's also in my business policies document. So it's really a combination of a couple of those things, what's in the agreement, but then some additional information that's important to new clients that are starting to work with you. So during that new client kickoff call, we go through the business policies document, but then we also talk about, you know, priorities and what I need to do first for them and so on and so forth. So I will give you kind of a high level of the things that I cover in my business policies document, but if you're interested, I also sell this in my VA template bundle. It comes with a template that has examples in there, and you can easily remove and add to it as needed. But these are the things that I think are real important. Obviously, if you have business hours, now not everybody has business hours, but these are the times, you know, that you're available for conversations or you answer your email or whatever it might be. If you charge urgent fees, you know, if you have trusted partners, how does that work? You know, what's your average turnaround time? Because that's going to help you understand your urgent fee. So if your average turnaround time is, you know, 3 days, if somebody wants something done before 3 days is up, then that would be an urgent fee. You know, how do you communicate with your clients? What tools do you use? Like, I hated to talk on the phone. And not only that, but I would only talk to my clients certain days during the week because I would set up status calls. So I wasn't just getting calls all the time. What task management tool do you use? Do they have access to it? What other tools do you use? How do you get paid? Do you work on retainer? Do you work on packages? Do you do projects? Is it a 50-50? Again, those status meetings, how does that work? How does referrals work? So that's really kind of high level of some of the things that are in the document. But I think it's important, if you want to stand out as a professional and you want to attract professional clients, you need to appear as such. And this document can help you do just that, along with setting some appropriate boundaries. So I've given you the link to my template bundle if you're interested in that. It's a great deal. It comes with all the documents that I use in my new welcome kit, as well as some additional ones, including a client contract template, a few other goodies as well. So you'll find that information below. If you enjoyed this, I'd love to hear from you. If you have any comments, please feel free to leave as well. And thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.